Google Pixel 6a Review by Dave LeCaire on July 21st in PC Magazine. The mid-range powerhouse to buy. Editor's Choice 4.0. Excellent. The bottom line, the sub-$500 Google Pixel 6a leads the mid-range phone pack with solid performance, incredible battery life, and a standout design. Manufacturer's suggested retail price, $449. Pros, excellent overall value. Fantastic battery life. Vibrant OLED display. Solid camera. Cons, lacks micro SD card slot and 3.5mm headphone jack. Doesn't support wireless charging. Weak cellular performance in some areas. Google Pixel 6a specs. Operating system, Android 12. CPU, Google Tensor. Dimensions, 6 by 2.8 by 0.35 inches. Screen size, 6.1 inches. Screen resolution, 2400 by 1080 pixels. Camera resolution, rear, front facing, 12.2 megapixels, 12 megapixels, and 8 megapixels. Battery life, as tested, 12 hours, 55 minutes. The Google Pixel 6a, $449, is the mid-range Android phone to buy. Between its vivid OLED display, excellent battery life, top-notch performance, and solid cameras, the phone gets almost everything right. You might miss the slightly better camera hardware, wireless charging, and more durable build of the Pixel 6, $599, but those are all reasonable sacrifices in light of the 6A's more affordable price. Simply put, if you're in the market for a mid-range Android phone, the Pixel 6a is a strong value and clear editor's choice winner. A sight to behold. The Pixel 6a stands out in a sea of sameness. One particular unique design element is the horizontal camera bar on the back of the phone that smoothly curves around into the side edges of the device. The bar serves no other purpose than to house the camera module. But we like its character nonetheless. The Pixel 6a resembles its higher-end siblings, the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro, $899 in this respect, which is to say it boasts a more distinctive design than most smartphones in this price range. We're fans of these striking looks, especially the sage color we tested. Chalk and charcoal models are also available. Adding to its appeal, the Pixel 6a is on the smaller side compared with some competing devices. It measures 5.99 by 2.83 by 0.35 inches height with depth, and weighs 6.27 ounces. It's similar in size to the Pixel 5a, 6.15 by 2.88 by 0.35 inches, 6.45 ounces. Though the Apple iPhone SE, 5.45 by 2.65 by 0.29 inches, 5.09 ounces, is considerably smaller and lighter. Despite the relatively compact size, you still get a 6.1 inch OLED panel with a 60 Hz refresh rate and a 2400 by 1080 pixel resolution. This equates to a fairly typical 20 to 9 aspect ratio and a pixel density of 429 pixels per inch. The display offers 24-bit color and, in use, the colors look quite good. The OLED panel provides excellent viewing angles, high contrast, and is sufficiently visible even in bright light. A punch hole selfie camera sits in the middle of the display near the top. The screen relies on Corning Gorilla Glass 3 for protection, which isn't the most recent option available, but should still provide a reasonable amount of defense against scratches and breakage. The phone carries an IP67 rating, which means it fully resists dust ingress and can withstand temporary submersion in water at depths up to 1 meter, 3.3 feet, for up to 30 minutes. For comparison, both the Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro, $899, use top-of-the-line Gorilla Glass Victus and support IP68 ratings, which allows for submersion at a slightly deeper depth, 1.5 meters or about 4.5 feet. The bezels around the screen are thin, which helps makes the phone look modern, but the back is covered in glossy plastic. The cheaper material doesn't attract fingerprints in testing. A SIM card tray sits on the left side of the phone, while a volume rocker and power button reside on the right. The buttons are easy to operate and offer a satisfying clicky feel. The haptic vibration motor's buzzing also feels premium. Two speakers and a USB-C port line the bottom edge. The stereo speakers don't crackle at maximum volume, even when we played our bass test track, The Knife's Silent Shout. As with most smartphone speakers, they don't produce significant bass response, but the sound quality is still acceptable despite the fact that it is imbalanced when you watch video with the phone held in landscape orientation. Unfortunately, the phone includes neither a micro SD card slot nor a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack. If you want a mid-range phone with a headphone jack, the Moto G Stylus 5G, $499.99, is a worthwhile alternative in this price range. For securely unlocking your phone, the 6A features an under-display fingerprint scanner that worked flawlessly in our testing. It does require you to hold your finger on the reasonably large scanner a little longer than you might be used to. But once you use it a few times, it becomes rote. The phone doesn't offer a face unlock option. Tensor shines against mid-range chips. The Pixel 6a uses Google's in-house Tensor processor, which the Pixel 6 and 6 Pro flagships also use. The phone provides 6 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage, and expandable storage isn't available. On paper, these specs are about what we expect for a sub-$500 phone, but the handset surprisingly exceeds expectations in real-world performance. On the PC Mark Work 3.0 test, which simulates everyday tasks such as photo editing, web browsing, and data manipulation, the Pixel 6a scored a solid 9,558. That's only a bit below the more expensive Pixel 6, 10,602. Meanwhile, the Samsung Galaxy A53 5G, $449.99, with its Exynos 1280 SoC, beats both devices on this benchmark with a score of 11,675. The Tensor Silicon shines on the Geekbench processor tests for a mid-range phone. The Pixel 6a achieved a score of 1,018 and 2601 on the single-core and multi-core tests, respectively. Those results are far ahead of the Galaxy A53 5G, 728 and 1826. Gaming performance is less stellar, though that's typically not a strong suit of mid-range phones. On GFX Bench's Aztec benchmark, the Pixel 6a averaged 24 frames per second at its native resolution. That result vastly exceeds the A53 5G scores of 15 frames per second at the same resolution. But it's still below the 30 frames per second threshold for what we consider to be a quality gaming experience. We also tested real-world gaming performance with WeTest Perf Dog to monitor the average frame rate of a game over a session. With Alto's Odyssey, an entry-level game, the phone averaged 59.7 frames per second. Though the 6A didn't hit a perfect average score of 60 frames per second, we didn't perceive any frame rate drops in practice. We also ran Genshin Impact, one of the most graphically advanced games available on Android. We set the frame rate limit to 30 frames per second and stuck with medium graphics quality for the first run. Here, the phone averaged 29.8 frames per second, and we noticed a few dips in performance. When we set the frame rate to 60 frames per second, the handset struggled noticeably. It oscillated between 30 frames per second and 45 frames per second, which led to a choppy experience. Where the Pixel 6a's Google-made Tensor processor mostly holds its own against similarly priced mid-range phones, it's not a real competitor to top phones running the best silicon from Qualcomm. For hardcore gaming, you'll need to spend more on a flagship like the $1,299 Asus ROG Phone 6 Pro. Impressive battery life. The Google Pixel 6a's 4410 milliamp hour battery isn't quite the biggest available on the segment, but Google clearly optimized its performance. We test battery life by continuously streaming a YouTube video over Wi-Fi with the screen brightness set to the maximum level. The phone ran for an excellent 12 hours and 55 minutes, a result that crushes the Samsung Galaxy A53 5G, 7 hours and 15 minutes. That said, the similarly priced Motorola G Stylus 5G managed to hang on for about the same amount of time, 13 hours and 10 minutes. The device supports 18-watt wired charging, but wireless charging is, unfortunately, not available and not necessarily something we can expect at this level. For reference, we fully charged the phone in 1 hour and 53 minutes. In the first 15 minutes of charging, the Pixel 6a reached a 14% charge, which is about what we expect for a device with 18-watt charging. Like Apple and Samsung, Google doesn't provide a charging brick in the box. That means you have to buy your own, and one that supports at least 18 watts in order to get the maximum charging speeds. Connections galore. The Pixel 6a comes in two variants: an unlocked version that can be used on several carriers, and a locked model specifically for Verizon. The unlocked model supports the important N41 N71 sub 6 5G bands for T-Mobile, as well as N5, 48, 66, 77 for AT&T. You can purchase the phone via AT&T Unlocked, $2 a month for 36 months, though it won't support the carrier's mid-band 3.45 GHz at launch. The Verizon model supports the key N5, 48, 66, 77 sub-6 5G bands as well as the N260, N261 millimeter wave 5G bands. If you live in an area with Verizon millimeter wave 5G coverage, you should pick up the carrier locked version, which costs $499.99, $50 more than the unlocked model. To test cellular performance, we drove to an area with questionable T-Mobile coverage, a mix of LTE 4G and 5G, and compared the signal quality between the Pixel 6a and the Samsung Galaxy A53 5G. We know from our previous research that the Pixel 6 uses a Samsung modem, and the 6a has the same underlying hardware. The 6a didn't perform as well as the A53 in our tests. Regardless of carrier, if you live in an area with questionable cell signal and want to maximize the chances of holding onto a connection, the Samsung Galaxy A53 is likely the better pick. We also measured Wi-Fi performance between the two devices. We used a 5 GHz Comcast X-Fi gateway and checked download speeds near the router, across the apartment, with a couple of walls in between, and at the maximum range of the router. The Pixel 6a displayed a stronger Wi-Fi connection in all of these tests, though the difference was most pronounced closer to the router. For instance, when we performed the nearby test, the Pixel 6a, 327 megabits per second, had double the download speed of the Galaxy A53, 152 megabits per second. That's because the Pixel supports the faster Wi-Fi 6 standard, which leads to significantly quicker peak speeds than the A53's older Wi-Fi 5 radio. Qual quality is top-notch. Everyone we spoke to said we sounded clear and crisp over the Pixel 6a's mic. We measured the peak volume of the earpiece at 73.7 dB, which is a little on the lower side. Most phones average around 80 dB. The speakerphone was closer to average, the reading of 91.2 dB. That's right in the 90 to 100 dB range we typically expect. Google says the phone's dual Bluetooth 5.2 antennas should provide a stronger wireless connection to accessories. But in our testing, we didn't notice much of a difference compared with devices that have a single Bluetooth antenna. The 6a also includes NFC with full support for Google Pay. I didn't have any problems with NFC payments. Fantastic photos. If there's one thing Google consistently gets right with its phones, it's the cameras. Between the quality hardware and computational photography algorithms, Pixels have a reputation for taking high-quality photos. Even so, the Pixel's 6a cameras aren't quite in the same league as those of the higher-tier Pixel 6 and 6 Pro. For instance, the 12.2-megapixel dual-pixel primary shooter on the 6a can't produce as much detail in the shots as the 50-megapixel primary sensor of the Pixel 6. The 6a does, however, share the same 12.2-megapixel ultra-wide sensor with its more expensive siblings. Photos from the ultra-wide lens look solid across the board, though the main lens offers superior image quality. As you might expect, photos in optimal light look fantastic. And in low-light environments, the hardware and software show off some cool Google software tricks. For example, Google's Night Sight mode allows the phone to capture impressive images in the dark where other smartphone cameras tend to struggle. When tested against the Samsung Galaxy A53, we found the Pixel 6a's photos looked more natural, while the A53 featured brighter shots with a little more contrast, which is typical for Samsung phones. We prefer the more true-to-real-life photos from the Pixel, though both phones offer respectable performance for the price. The 8-megapixel selfie camera takes acceptable photos, though it certainly doesn't impress as much as the main camera. You can select portrait mode to obtain some artificial depth and background bokeh, as well as make use of night sight to capture selfies in less than stellar lighting conditions. Google's advanced editing features are included with the Pixel 6a, such as Face On Blur, Magic Eraser, Real Tone, and more. These features are what make taking and editing photos on a Pixel so much fun. I was most impressed with the Face On Blur feature. I took a picture of myself while I was moving the camera back and forth at a relatively high speed. Even so, it managed to capture a blur-free image. Magic Eraser is a useful tool for deleting extraneous or unwanted background detail from your photos, such as random people. It works well. Video recording is another place where the Pixel 6a does well. It captures 4K video at 30 or 60 frames per second, which is better than most phones at this price range. Many devices top off at 4K or 1080p at 30 frames per second. The Pixel even offers basic optical image stabilization to keep videos smooth. Updates done right. Google, as expected, offers superb software support for its phones. The company promises 5 years of security updates for the Pixel 6a and 3 years of major software version updates. You should sleep easy at night knowing that your phone will be up to date for several years. Though Samsung does offer one extra year of major software upgrades to its top devices. The Pixel 6a ships without any bloatware. It's the very definition of a stock Android 12 experience. That's fine with us, and we particularly like Google's gorgeous Material U theming options, which lets you tweak the phone's look exactly how you want, including wallpapers, matching font colors, and more. Android 12 feels snappy and quick on the 6a. We never had to work against the OS. The mid-range leader. Google has outdone itself with the follow-up to its excellent Pixel 5a, as the Pixel 6a only improves upon the strengths of its predecessor. Highlights include a premium design, powerful hardware, a beautiful display, excellent battery life, and solid cameras. The phone's cellular performance could be more consistent, and we'd like to see a power adapter included. But those compromises are reasonable relative to the sub-$500 price. Apple users will likely want to consider the slightly more affordable iPhone SE. But Android fans needn't look any farther than the Google Pixel 6a, which easily earns our editor's choice for mid-range smartphones.